for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
At my house, Rosie on the House. Come on in. Thank you for tuning in. We're here to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Here in the new year, I heard a survey just the other day that the organization Zillow surveyed homeowners from across the country and determined that 72% of all homeowners were planning on starting a home improvement or maintenance or repair project in this year. We've had some life-changing experiences the last 2 years, and I think this is driving a lot of the activity. I'd be curious, what project have you got started that you may need help getting finished? Or what project are you contemplating getting started? Any of those projects that you're thinking about for remodeling or improving or updating your home, give us a ring. We've been doing it statewide in Arizona for a whole bunch of years, over 45 years. So we know the Arizona construction market. We know the Arizona contractors. We know the Arizona techniques that are specific to this state, that are we do things different here. We have to, than they do anywhere else. So if you've got that project you'd like to visit with, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. I'm here in studio with my son, Romy. We have my wife, sweet Jennifer, call screening. We'll get your name and your question. And we've got Gary D. running the program engineer board. So we're all set for you. If you'd like to call, now's the time. The lines are empty. 1-888-767-4348. Now, before we start taking the calls, let me just talk to any of you that are in the trades. Rosie Remodeling is going through a little bit of a growth curve, and we're in need to interview anyone in the remodeling superintendent, hands-on, handyman sphere of work. If 72% of the homeowners are going to try to tackle a project next year, we've got to try and be ready for that. So if you're in the trades and you're looking for a step up in your career, feel free to get in touch with us at Rosie Wright Remodeling. And Rosie on the House Radio Production Company is also shuffling some administrative jobs, and we're in need of some help in the office. So if you're in the construction trades and you're looking to improve your career, I don't know any Rosie on the House network member that isn't hiring right now. So maybe you've had it a little bit with wherever you are and you want to upgrade, go ahead and contact one of the Rosie on the House partners. I'd like to give a shout out to Martin Lopez, one of our members down in Tucson, Omni Pool Builders and Design. He is the new president of the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, Southern Arizona chapter. He started his term January 1st. So just one more recognition of the leadership that our team of certified partners represents for you, the Arizona homeowner. We're here to protect you. We're here to inform you. We're here to educate you a little bit.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
The phones are going crazy right now. If we have you on hold, stay on hold. We'll get to you.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, with all this conversation about how busy we are, I again took a look at another study that came out of the U of A Economic and Business Research Center that talks about where all the people are coming from that are moving to Arizona.
And there's a lot of them. You know, all we've talked about how hot the real estate market is. Do you know anyone that's sold their home or moved? I mean, you see all these homes for sale. I only know one person in the last year that sold their home.
It's hard to sell knowing what it's going to cost to buy again.
That's exactly it. So the people buying these are obviously out of state, or an interesting statistic, 1 in 5 homes last year were bought by an investor. So it could be a second, and the same thing, the number of people buying a second home doubled last year. So, I think that statistic can kind of go hand in hand. A lot of people buying the property for investment, but also investors buying homes and turning them into, what do you call them?
Short-term rentals.
VRBOs.
Yeah, Burbos.
What is that?
Vacation
rental by owner? Is that what that stands for?
That's one of them. Yeah.
Short-term rental. Yeah. I've got a few in my neighborhood.
Oh,
already.
Yeah.
I got two or three.
Everybody does.
And the city of Scottsdale has been eyeing that very carefully. They're trying to help the homeowners like me.
Well, I believe a lot of the developers that are putting new subdivisions in will probably have it be written into the CC&Rs. You know, most of the subdivisions built when your house was built in the 60s, Central Scottsdale, Rock Solid, Bones, masonry home. None of those developers knew that this was going to become a trend. And so now we're having to deal with it with city councils. And Sedona's fighting with it.
I was getting ready to say, fiercely. Sedona has a real issue with it.
Fiercely. But that's for another day.
Let's talk about
who your other neighbors are.
Homeowners associations will probably start adopting rules to regulate that. And when you say new construction, did you see that they're starting Douglas Ranch?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been talking about it for a long time, but Jerry Colangelo went into partnership with the developer. And if you're not familiar with the Douglas Ranch development, west side of the White Tanks off of I-10, the press release I saw said 300,000 home population, but you look at Douglas Ranch website, and they're 450,000 master planned community west of the White Tanks.
Well, let's continue this conversation about who your neighbor might be. It is our topic of the hour, but we do have callers that have lined up. Let's see if we can get Adam on the line.
Hey,
Mr. Adam.
Yes, I was replacing the floor in my house. And in doing so, I found a lot of water damage and some mold around windows in my front door. And I don't have the experience to replace that. And I was wondering maybe if you can touch bases on somebody that lives out in the Hidden Valley area of Maricopa that could help me out with that project.
All right. The location's going to present a challenge. I may have to make a couple phone calls to see who would have the opportunity to run out there and check it out. That's the one dilemma we have with the more rural locations is getting people, because we've got, for most of the guys in serving Maricopa County, that's a 1 hour drive one way. Windshield time, when they've got the truck parked at a house and they're working with their tools, they're generally charging something in the neighborhood of $65 to $115 an hour. So to make it worth their while, they've got to charge you a trip charge. And they'll do that if their schedule allows. It is one of the ongoing challenges we have at Rosie on the House is filling in all those voids. But I do know some electrical people out there, some plumbing people out there, air conditioning people out there. Let me call a couple of them this week and let them know what I'm looking for and see if they can give me somebody local. It probably won't be a strictly Rosie certified, but I'll do a little vetting for you. We've got your number and your name and where you live, and we'll look into that this week for you. All right. Adam, we appreciate the call. See if we can't help you out. And then Michael and Gilbert wants to talk about drywall. Let's see if we can take a drywall question real quick. Good morning, Michael.
Hi. It's not specifically actually a drywall issue, but it's our back overhang and our patio. We moved in about 3 years ago, and the people before us put, like, vinyl siding, like panels, basically over the drywall for the overhang, and it started to bubble. And then when we came home from a trip last week, three of the panels just literally fell and were hanging. So we're basically not sure who we need to go with to fix it, where who does that kind of thing, and what we should do to fix it, like to replace it. Because the panel, the sidle, what do we call it, the siding vinyl panel stuff was not doing well.
And when that panel, vinyl panel fell off, what was behind it? Do you see the exposed lumber, or is it the old drywall?
And there was like, no, it's just drywall, and it was, like, glued up there, so that's why it started to, like, bow. Okay. We knew at some point it was going to probably come down because it was just, yeah, it just was a horrible job, whoever did it before.
Let me ask you one more question, Michael. Did the drywall come down too, or just the vinyl panels popped out?
So three of the panels had popped out, but the drywall is still up there, but we just pulled them down because it was kind of a safety hazard having kids those panels just like dangling.
Okay, we're gonna take a little break here. I'm gonna put you on hold. I'll come back and kind of talk you through some options you have to get that put together. And then we've got Mary and Albert and Peggy all on hold. We'll get to you right after this.